O daughters of Africa, awake, awake, arise. No longer sleep nor slumber, but distinguish yourselves. Show forth to the world that ye are endowed in noble and exalted faculties. Words of Maria W. Stewart, who was the first Black woman political writer and the first Black American woman to lecture about women's rights and Black women's rights. The first American woman to speak to a mixed audience of men and women, Black and white. The first known American woman to lecture in public on political issues, and the first Black American woman to make public anti-slavery speeches. And this was all between 1831 and 1833. Stewart was a journalist, too. Her speeches were published in The Liberator. However, in accordance with the editorial conventions of the day, her articles were relegated to the paper's ladies' department. The response to Stewart's speeches, even from those who supported her cause, was overwhelmingly negative. She was condemned for having the audacity to speak on stage. If Stewart was living in our current time, she would likely be ousted or harassed from haters on social media. Eventually, she couldn't take it anymore. And just like someone who would deactivate their Instagram account today, Stewart retired her short career of speaking and moved to another city. Before you give in to the haters, know that for every hater, you are probably helping at least a dozen people who are afraid to hit the like button. But let me assure you that they are listening. In the end, Maria Stewart's essays and speeches were known for presenting original ideas that would become central to the struggles for African American freedom, human rights, and women's rights. In this, she was a clear frontrunner to generations of the most influential African American activists and political thinkers. Many of her ideas were so far ahead of their time that they have remained relevant for more than 180 years later. The pitch challenge today: don't appease others to compromise your cause. Ignore the haters. You never know whose life or future you may be impacting. Of course, the easier route to take is the most popular one, but you can't make groundbreaking change if everyone already is in agreement with the idea. Consider paving a new way today.